Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What up, bitches? Welcome back to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I am your host, Francesca Rambo, who has just had the most delightful lunch, actually. I just had Wagamama delivered to my house, to my office, because it's a working day. And it was nice, but it arrived with absolutely no packaging, you know, like no security sealing. So the delivery driver could have been literally dipping his dick into my kimchi. But you know what? It tasted good, so I ain't gonna complain, all right? It's all good for the microbiome. Anyway, I am so excited for today's episode. I've literally wrapped myself up into a frenzy. I've been so excited by so many concepts, really, that like the TikTok youth and different authors have been bringing to my attention, such as yoga. I'm balls deep into that. And just winter wellness in general. I have got a little plethora of winter wellness gurus on my social media, in my bookcase. And I've just been like, I've been fully embracing it. I've been fully embracing the Northern Hemisphere winter through the books that I've been reading and the accounts that I've been following. And I can't believe that I'm 38 goddamn years old and I never knew that this existed before. It's literally like a whole new world, a whole new winter world. And I've got a new book to add to my collection. If you are interested in the whole winter wellness, seasonal, cyclical living, cozy core, cottage core, that's a new thing I've discovered on TikTok. Oh my God, I'm balls deep into that as well. Anyway, I've got a new book to add to the list. Anything that I recommend, I will always leave the links down below in the show notes. It is called Cozy White Cottage, Create Your Own Cozy. This book is like yoga on paper. It's yoga on paper. I love it. It is so beautiful. It's hardback. It would make an amazing Christmas gift. Anyway, so this led me on to another trending concept at the moment, which is so, so powerful. It is so related to manifesting. It is so mindful and so of the moment. And that is romanticizing your life. Now, romanticizing your life. Have you heard of this before? Are you like me, an absolute TikTok philistine who never goes on there and doesn't know what the fuck's going on? Or have you heard this trend all over your social media for the last year or so? I have only just heard of it, I'll be honest with you. But romanticizing your life is all about taking the small, ordinary, mundane moments in life and transforming them into rituals filled with mindfulness and beauty. And I think when we talk about mindfulness, we need to remember that mindfulness is not about just clearing your mind of any thoughts and just being completely like fucking zen. That's not what it's about. It's about grounding yourself in the present moment and being so present and so aware of what is going on in the here and now. And this is basically what romanticizing your life is all about. And I got to say up top, the reason I'm so excited about this is because I've been practicing this for approximately half a day. And I got to say, it's been the nicest half day of my goddamn life. It has been glorious. So Romanticizing your life is all about being positive and thankful for what life is offering you right now. Like right now, whether this is what you wanted or not. And you can't always control what is happening in your life, but you sure can control how you respond to it and how you enjoy it. According to self.com, it's basically acting out your gratitude journal in real life. And we all know how powerful writing a gratitude journal can be. Well, imagine if you take that a step further and you actually enact that out in your life. You feel it, you embody it. It's very powerful, bitches. It's very powerful. Now, the blog Made with Lemons wrote a post about it asking, have you ever met someone who just seems like the main character of their story? They have a thoughtful routine, spend time taking care of themselves, and genuinely enjoy their day-to-day life. I spent years longing to be that person, and then I realized something. I could be that person. I just had to start. And I think I talked about this in the book club when I came back from Mexico. I always find it very interesting when a group of independent adults all get together and take a vacation somewhere, because everybody has their very much like their own routine and their own way of doing things, that the own ways that they wake up in the morning. And I remember getting into a little routine in Mexico of waking up at 5 a.m., mostly because of the jet lag, and going outside onto the little terrace overlooking the ocean and just writing my gratitude list in the morning. And that felt really great for me to have that morning routine whilst I was there. Some of the people would still be up from the night before, out of their goddamn minds. Other people would be up and in workout clothes and doing yoga to light the sunrise. Everybody was so different, but I always find that so interesting. Any time that you take a group of people and you put them all in the same location, the same experience. Hen parties are another great one for this, to observe the way that people carry out their routines and their rituals. I just find it really interesting. So I always look at people that have a really thoughtful routine and take time looking after themselves. I'm always like, wow, fucking go you, Glen Coco. Like, I fucking love this for you. But romanticizing your life, it's about making the most of the ordinary, because let's be honest, the vast majority of our lives is the ordinary stuff. I'm shortly going to be creating my 2023 highlights reel, as I like to do every year, the highlights of my year. And already I'm thinking, oh, I'm sure it'd be when we had the pool put in and I went to Africa with the girls and went on a cruise around the Med and to Cornwall and went to Mexico on my own and I hosted my live event, like over 900 people, birthday parties, nights out. But those really do take up only a couple of weeks, right? They're a couple of days, or for some things, a couple of hours at a time. The stars between the darkness, and the darkness is just the everyday mundane tasks. That is what we spend the majority of our lives doing. A lot of our lives are on repeat, whether it's being in the same job, the same routine, the same commute, or if you're a mum, it's the same routine of breakfast, snack time, baby group, lunchtime, food shopping, snack time, dinner time, bath time, snack time, bedtime. There's a lot of fucking snack times, can you tell? And it can make you crazy if you let it. And I'm guilty. Like, I hold my hands up. I am guilty of getting into strong, I don't like to use the word ruts, because it feels like a rut is something that's really hard to get out of. But I feel myself like getting into very strong routines. Like, I will sit in the same place every time at baby group. I will eat at the same restaurants. I will park in the same spots. Like, I am a routine gal. Some could say that it's saving on bandwidth, which is 100% true. And there's days that that is really required. But it also really pays to just step out of the mundane and the routine and embrace the everyday moments with a new enthusiasm and make them into mindful rituals. So one TikToker, who could probably be my child, said, I want to make even the most mundane of days feel unique, because what they are make up the majority of our lives, not the vacations or special events that happen once in a while. And it's so true, isn't it? And if you are living the day-to-day mundane moments of your life on autopilot, which so many of us are, like, we're missing out on the vast chunk of our lives, like the majority of our lives. The phrase romanticize your life This emerged on social media during the depths of the pandemic when life, do you remember that? Do you remember the Panny D? Life was grim and it was monotonous for so many of us. And I think that it's timely again now as we start to close in on like the darkest, shortest, coldest months of the year. And it encourages you to raise your vibration by mindfully showing up for and enhancing small moments of everyday life. Now, when I say small moments of everyday life, you're like, okay, cool. How the fuck does this work? Like, what are you talking about? Well, this could be your morning shower. It could be breakfast. It could be your commute, your workout, your working day or your bedtime routine. Whatever it is, they can all be romanticized. You better believe me. Just go on TikTok. You'll see everything can be romanticized. There's no stone left unturned. Now, Eric Lukes, who is an associate professor of epidemiology, behavioral and social sciences at Brown University, says the trend draws wisdom from mindfulness, positive psychology, and the Danish custom of yoga, but it is presented in a way that is engaging and keeps it fresh. So basically, it is a real essential part of the law of attraction. It is showing gratitude for the small moments in everyday life. And what I love about this new fresh TikTok take on it, oh, try saying that when you're drunk, TikTok take on it, is that it does give it this new enthusiasm. It does give it this new sheen. Like, I'm super excited by it. So rather than just thinking about what you're grateful for, you take that experience, you fully immerse yourself in it, you get cozy in it. I don't know why the word cozy is in there. Maybe it's just because it's winter, but it's really appropriate. It's a little bit like yoga, when you can't actually like find a definition for it. You can't pinpoint what it is, but it is a definite feeling. And when you have it, you know it. So what are the benefits of this? Well, you will notice an almost instant, yes, I'm going to say instant, difference in your mood. You will be able to slow down, rest and enjoy the moment. And it increases your gratitude and raises your vibration. So literally, 1 million upsides. And the great thing about romanticizing your life is it gives you a feeling of control when things are potentially out of your control. Like, you might have to endure an hour commute in the car with heavy traffic and you're fucking dreading it. But could you make it amazing by downloading your favorite podcast and preparing a healthy grazing bowl to pick out on the way and snuggling under a blanket on your knees? Like, the concept of a car blanket is something that only occurred to me today. And now I'm like, how have I been living without a car blanket? I need a car blanket. It just seems obvious. Now, you might be in the newborn phase in your life with an hourly feeding and changing schedule that just feels like it's never fucking ending. If that's you, if you're listening to this and you have a young baby that you are just constantly feeding and changing, I know that this feels like this is going to be your life forever. But I promise you, it's only going to be your life for a year and then you'll be fine. It'll be fine, I promise you. And this eats up so much of your time and your energy. But could you embrace this season of your life and make yourself a little nest with like snacks and drinks and a great book to read and all the home comforts you need, like a heated blanket, maybe fairy lights? Like, if you're going to be stuck feeding and changing every hour for like weeks or months on end, because that is the reality of a new baby sometimes, especially if there's more than one, make it cottage core, make it cozy, make it yoga. Like, fucking lean into it. Lean into any area of your life that feels a bit meh and make it romantic. Make it the best it can be. So, how would I apply this to my own life right now in this literal season of winter, but also this metaphorical life season of motherhood? Well, I am currently a single mother of three with like young children, like two toddlers. So life at home is not always the most relaxing. And I find winters with toddlers really hard. Like, in the summer, there's so much to do. There's so many places to go. You can go outside, you can go in the garden. There's just so many things to do. Go to the beach, like go on holiday, whatever. But on wet and windy days that seem to go on for months, they seem to because they do, I find myself back at the same old soft play spot by myself week in, week out. Now, the reason I'm there by myself is because I haven't even had the energy or foresight to think to like invite anybody. A lot of people are like back at work now because, you know, I've got slightly older children, they're three. And so I decided to change this. I got together a little WhatsApp group of a couple of the girls' friends at nursery and a couple of the mums like I know and my friend who happens to have Fridays off. And we've got a little bit of a soft play gang going on now. And so most Fridays you will now find me at that same soft play. But rather than just sort of trudging along and sitting there whilst my children run riot and nearly get chucked out of the soft play, yes, that has happened more than once, you can find me cozy as fuck with my favourite drink and a cake, having adult chat and laughter and just making the most of this season with mums that are in the same kind of position as me. And it helps you to realise that like this season won't be forever and I'll miss it when it's gone, and just basically try and make it the most that I can. Now, another thing I find quite hard in my life sometimes is making dinner. Now, this is because it's around witching hour, the children start going wild, and I just find myself being like, oh, I just need half an hour to make dinner, just leave me alone. But rather than seeing it as a chore, my recent kitchen renovation has really made me appreciate the luxury of being able to cook at home. And so instead, I am treating it as like a ritual. I am channeling my inner Nigella. I put the Christmas tree lights on. I do the accent lighting. I dim the lights a little bit. I might light a candle, put music or a podcast on. I completely clean down the surfaces, make sure it's all clear, and I cook. I get the girls to help me. I sometimes time lapse it for the memories because I fucking love it so much. I give them little jobs like getting the cutlery, and we make a whole ritual out of dinner time. We light a candle for dinner. And when I say a candle, I've actually recently purchased these amazing candles. So I've actually been reading into candles a lot recently, and the soot that they give off and the chemical, like basic, it's not good for you to breathe. It's not good for you to breathe at all. Lighting a candle inside your home. And I know this will be so upsetting for some people to hear. I was fucking upset. I've got loads of candles, but unless your house is very well ventilated, i.e. have window open, it's not worth it. It is not worth it. And so I have recently bought some rechargeable USB cable, little flickering fake candles. Oh my God, I've got six of them and I'm absolutely obsessed. So yes, I have a little fake candle on the table for dinner, and it just provides a bit of an anchor, a bit of a focus point for this family meal, for this sacred time together. Now, another area of my life is my evenings. So after I've put all the girls to bed, now that it's winter, I tend to just flop on the sofa and scroll. And at the end of the night, I feel really shit about myself because I've not really enjoyed anything. I don't feel like I've had quality time. And I just feel like it's a night wasted. So while I'm putting the girls to bed, I set the intention of, what do I want to do tonight? And the answer is not always the same. So sometimes it might be, do you know what? I feel quite lively still. Like I'm actually going to get some work done tonight. And so I'll go and put the heating on up in my office before the bedtime routine so that once they're all asleep, I can just go up there and get some work done. And maybe I'll record a podcast or write some of my book, and it feels great to do that. Sometimes I just want to settle into my sitting room, put on Netflix and get some food. And other times, I want to run a hot bath and read in bed. Now, each of these experiences, I simply make a decision of which one I want. And then I make each of those experiences the most romanticized I can. So I'll put the Christmas lights on. I'll put lamps on. I have a little wooden tray on my puff in my sitting room. And before I take all the girls up to bed, I'll get like a drink, a snack, some cozy books, put some candle lights on. It just make it fucking cozy as fuck, right? It's cozy as fuck. So these are the areas of my life where I can romanticize my life and make real improvements to my mindfulness, to my gratitude for my life, and to the moments that I sometimes find that I either waste or don't appreciate. Now, every day this week, I'm going to be sharing on my Instagram how I've romanticized something very normal that day for inspo. So if you're not following me already, What are you doing with your goddamn life? Come and follow me. I'm at Francesca Amber or at Law of Attraction Changed My Life. And please do share me yours as well. Like, I love to see which moments you are romanticizing. Now, I've scoured the internet and I have found so many ways that you can start to romanticize your life today, starting today. And you can start as small as you like and see how you feel. Now, some of the things I found were fucking wild. Someone actually suggested getting all your Christmas decorations out in the middle of summer, hosting a Christmas dinner party and doing a secret Santa with your friends. I would rather gouge my eyeballs out with a spoon, so I'm not going to be doing that one. But here's a couple of, how many have we got? We've got 12. So just see if any of these resonate with you. Number one, create a morning or evening routine of your dreams. Now, this can look however you want, and it will change with the seasons as well. So how your morning routine would look in the winter will probably be very, very different to how it would in the summer. But generally, this starts with waking up slightly earlier so that you're not rushed. You get a few moments to yourself. I've started noticing the winter sunrise from my bathroom window, and it's a fucking glorious moment. Like, it sounds so silly, but just that small moment that if it's a clear day and that sunrise, like the rays are strong, you best believe I get my tits out and I stand there and I bathe in it. So it could be that you want to journal by your bed. You might really like look after yourself and get all your clothes laid out on the radiator so that when you get up in the morning, your whole outfit is ready. And that's another thing, you know, preparing your clothing and knowing how you want to present yourself to the world is like an ultimate act of mindfulness. We did a whole book on this in the book club called Style Therapy, and it was goddamn game changing. Number two, make yourself a proper breakfast. Breakfast around the table with a jug of juice, pancakes and fruit or whatever you want. Is that normally just reserved for Sundays in your house? Or maybe it's just reserved for Christmas and birthdays. I don't know. But why not make breakfast a daily ritual which you enjoy it with the family? So if you find yourself just grabbing food to eat on the go, which, hello, that's me. And trust me, sometimes that is a necessity. The mornings that the girls go to nursery and Beau goes to school, I literally have 3 bananas and 3 drinks at the bottom of the stairs. And each girl takes a banana and a drink and they eat it in the car. And do you know what? That's just how we have to live sometimes. So like I said, none of these are supposed to be stressful. No, none of these are supposed to add a load of like shit to your day. It's just about making your mundane moments really magical. Now, number three is to create a soundtrack of your life. Now, I've gone down a little Reddit fucking rabbit hole where people are creating soundtracks for all different areas of their life or for different phases of their life. And I can only think of one time I did this, which is when I created a playlist for a very specific drive. And it was I can't actually believe I did this. I don't know why I did, but anyway, here we go. I created a playlist for the day that I moved out of my family home. And actually, coincidentally, was pretty much to the day that I got divorced, but it was the day that my marriage ended. I moved out of our beautiful waterside home where I was so happy in the countryside, and me and Beau moved back to a one-bedroom flat in London. And I really did romanticize that part of my life. So much of that part of my life was very, very painful and very, very difficult. I'm not going to sit here and pretend it was all like roses. But I remember intentionally deciding that I would appreciate this phase of my life, and that in the future, when I maybe had another partner or a house and more children, I would always look back at this little phase of life where I got to go back and live in my little bachelorette flat and have my little sidekick with me and have the time of my life. Like, I wanted to make the most of that. So I created a soundtrack for that drive. And you better believe I drove from Lincolnshire to London for 3.5 hours, blasting I Will Survive. What were some of the others? Sheryl Crow, If It Makes You Happy. So many songs. And it was fantastic. And sometimes I still play that soundtrack and I just remember it takes me right back to that newly divorced part of my life. And yeah, so if you can create a soundtrack for whatever you're going through right now, I promise you it will add some magic to your day. Number four, I think I just mentioned this in the one above, but like dressing for the day, and being a little bit mindful about what accessories you might add or how you want to look, how you want to feel, really is the ultimate mindfulness for me. Number five is to make dinner into a ritual, into a dinner party, if you will. So especially when you are eating with children, you know, you are teaching children how to live their life, right? And I remember when I grew up, we never, ever, 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 ever ate on the sofa. We never ate watching the TV. The TV was never on while we ate. We always ate around a dinner table. And we always had a candle. At least when my dad lived at home, we always had a candle. And there are so many ideas about how lighting a candle for the dinner table can be very symbolic and it can be very unifying. And I don't know, Google it. There's loads of shit about it. But, you know, lighting a candle, getting the children or the people in your home to contribute, you know, you pour the drinks, you get the cutlery, you know, low lighting, music. Maybe you get a game out and you have a little after dinner game. If you have got everyone round the dinner table, can you extend it? Can you get them to stay and have a little after dinner game? Number six is to re-energize your space. So whether this is your desk, your car, your office, your bedroom, you can make it feel really amazing by decluttering, moving things, or adding in things that you love. So today, as I record this episode, I am in my office space, which is right at the very top of my house. It's a little room with two little windows that overlook like the road that comes in and out of my village. And as I was sitting here, like, it's a very cold, grey, wet, windy day today. And sometimes I like imagine myself, like, my whole house, there's no heating on today, there's no lights on, no one's home, it's just me. And there's just me in this little tiny room at the top. And that could feel a little bit weird and isolating, right? But instead I was like, oh, how nice that the rest of the house is cold and dark and it's like a storm whipping up outside. I can hear the rain on the windows. I can hear the wind whipping around the roof. And actually, I can make this one small room really cozy using light. It's really warm in here. I've got the heaters on. I've got a little fake candle going. She loves her fake candles at the moment. I had a little aura spray, which I sprayed into the air. And it just feels really, really lovely. So re-energizing your space is such a quick and easy way to just make an area feel incredible. And I tell you who's really good at this, my sister. My sister always manages to, whenever we've moved house in the past and everything is just in chaos, she will always create a little area where you feel comfortable and at home. And I remember when I moved into this house this time last year, everything was all everywhere and I didn't know whether I was Arthur or Martha. And she just created this little area in my new sitting room that just had my sofa, a lamp and a little table, and it just felt like home, like just that little area. So never underestimate the power of your environment and how it can make you feel. Number seven is get company for boring jobs. Now, my dream is, and I told my sister this the other day, we'll see if she ever actually like comes and does it. But I was like, my dream is just to go in my bedroom and like have an afternoon, like sorting out my wardrobes and sorting out all my stuff, but have my sister just sit there talking to me, like just keeping me company. But let's be honest, we can't always get our sisters to take like a day off work and come and sit us fucking sort out our wardrobes. So if you've got to fold the laundry or clean the kitchen or sort out your bedroom, put on your favorite podcast so that you have virtual company and really embrace the time spent doing it and do it as well as you can. Make it into a whole fucking vibe. Like, today you are the home edit. Today you are the style sisters. Today you are whatever it is you're doing. If you're decluttering, if you're sorting out, you are the home edit. If you're in the kitchen making lunch for people, you are Nigella. Like, just really embrace it. Something I like to do as well is I like to time lapse it and I like to see my progress. That really keeps me accountable for like a little end of day clean up in the kitchen. But having virtual company by way of your favorite podcast, absolute winner. Number eight is say what you love out loud to yourself, to your family, or to strangers. Number 9 is photograph and capture magic moments and share them. So obviously there are so many people online now that are so amazing at capturing and sharing magical moments of ordinary shit. I mean, cottagecore, like I said, just discovered this on Instagram. I'm balls deep in it. People living slow living lives, simple living lives. I eat that shit up. I love it. I love to follow that sort of stuff. And you could do it too. You don't have to do it in such a sleek, perfect way as some of these Instagram influencers, but simply sharing small moments of things that have really brightened up your day. It could be in the spring, you know, when the crocuses first come out of the ground and you're like, oh my God, it's a flower, spring's coming, or whatever it is. Take and share pictures of just ordinary life. I also love to think of like creating a legacy of photos and videos, mostly for my children and grandchildren and whoever comes after, because we are basically the guardians of our children's childhood chapter of their lives, right? And I want them to look back on it really fondly. And I want them to look back and be like, wow, like we had a great life and mum really curated a beautiful life for us. So I take a lot of pleasure in like having photos printed, having videos edited, and just having like a legacy so that they remember everything that happened. Number 10 is to create a hygge-crow. Now, this is a cozy nook or a corner in your home. Now, my sitting room is very, very cozy. It's probably the coziest fucking room I've got. It's one of my favorite rooms to spend time in. And ironically, it is the only room that has not been done. But it is very TV focused. The sofa is facing the TV. Everything is sort of towards the TV, which is fine, right? It's an evening room. It's a cozy room. It's fine. But our behavior is massively impacted by our environment. And so my hygge-crow, I have to like take a pause before I say that, because she does not speak Danish fluently, guys. I know it's a surprise, but I don't. But I've got this round chair that sits in my bay window. And I fucking love it. I got it on Facebook Marketplace secondhand. I'm obsessed with it. And I just envision having like these built-in bookshelves all around it. So it's like a little library corner. And I realized that I don't really use that chair nearly as much as I should, because we've got this amazing electric blanket on the sofa and it's really warm and cozy. So I just went and bought an extra electric blanket today so that it just becomes second nature to be like, oh, instead of sitting down and putting the TV on, maybe I would curl up in this really cozy chair with this electric blanket and watch the world go by and read a book. So creating a little hygge-crow is really amazing to nurture the kind of behavior that you want to see more of in that area. So whether it's sitting down and reading a book or just relaxing and unwinding or meditating, whatever it might be. Think about your own home and where you could have a little corner just dedicated to just being a little cozy corner. Number 11 is host a games night with snacks to share and maybe wine. I don't know. Why not? Bring on the fucking rosé. Everyone could bring a game and you could make this either an adults or a kids edition or both. Both if you want extra chaos. And finally, number 12 is turn a bath into a spa treatment. So dim the lights, light a candle, play music or a podcast and get out all your favorite products. So as you can see, these are just ordinary little moments, right? So making dinner, having breakfast, driving yourself to work, getting up in the morning, having a bath. These are ordinary moments that you can really romanticize and make extra special. Now, like I say, I've been practicing this for approximately half a day and I've been living my best goddamn life. So I had a lash appointment today, right in the middle of my work day, and it was blowing a gale outside. It was cold, it was wet. But I downloaded the latest episode of Saturn Returns podcast with Kagi Dunlop. I listened to that on the way. I had my heaters up high. I had a really big snuggly gilet on, so it was so cozy. And I just really enjoyed it. And when I got to my lash appointment, I took my coat off and I had it over me like a little blanket. She had a heated blanket underneath me. We had a little chat about Christmas and stuff. There were like twinkly Christmas lights in the corner. She had Christmas music on the radio. And it was a really enjoyable time. I may or may not have had a little tiny nap. I loved it. It turned that ordinary lash appointment in the middle of the day into like a little a little mystical adventure in the middle of the day. I can't explain it. Guys, I need you to try this romanticizing your life and just let me know how you enjoy it, because I'm fucking loving it. So remember that being in the energy of gratitude and abundance right now, for what you have right now, is always the key to manifesting more. So know that by romanticizing your life's beautiful little moments, you're going to be manifesting so much more goodness your way. I just want to read you a comment of a little thread I found on Reddit about how do you romanticize your life. And I just really enjoyed this comment from somebody called Fairy Tale Muse. And it says, reading mermaid lore books by the sea, calling my partner my beloved, wearing lace and bohemian dresses, reading poetry in the bath, immersing myself in novels, making dinner an Italian feast with candles, reading fairy tales, strolling the farmer's market, getting good cheese, flowers and fresh baguettes and organic fruit instead of going to the awful supermarket, daydreaming often, making everything around me beautiful. That will be my life. Going off the web and moving with the force of life, journaling in a pretty journal with my brass pen rather than in notes, Turkish delight rose flavoured with pistachios in a wooden box, using the lush body wath in lavender every morning, wearing a long string of beads around my neck and adorning myself when I can. I'm a highly romantic person, so this is daily life. And I just found that really inspirational. And as I was reading that, I thought, for those of us that really struggle with being too much in our masculine energy, I actually think that romanticizing our lives is a very, very feminine thing to do. So fucking winner, winner. We're on a double winner here, guys. Like benefits on benefits on benefits. So let me know how it goes, romanticizing your life. Please do share with me on Instagram. Like I said, I'm at Francesca Amber or at Law of Attraction Changed My Life. And if you've enjoyed this episode, please do your girl a solid. You can follow, like, and share. There's recently been an Apple algorithm update, and it's made podcasts so much harder to find. Like, it's hit certain podcasts really hard, and mine is one of them that's been really hit. Like, my listenership is down 40% because of this weird algorithm. So more than ever, please do me a solid and share this podcast where you can with anyone you think might enjoy it on your social media or however you can. You can check out the links down below for all of the cozy yoga stuff, like the LED candles, the heated blanket, all that kind of stuff. Now, in the words of every TikTok life romanticizing influencer, you have to start romanticizing your life. You have to start thinking of yourself as the main character, because if you don't, life will continue to pass you by, and all the little things that made it so beautiful will continue to go unnoticed. So take a second, look around, and realize that it's a blessing for you to be here right now. The law of attraction and romanticizing my life has changed my life, and it's going to change yours too, bitch. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.